In today's Mishnah, we're on the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the first parak of Sechna Mikvah. The Mishnah begins, Me'ima Taitaratan. So if you recall in yesterday's Mishnah, we learnt that at a particular point, we have to be concerned regarding these Mikvahim, these collection, small collections of water that maybe someone's Tameh drank from it, and therefore they're considered Tameim. So at what point do we say that now we don't have to be concerned any longer, and someone Tahor, if someone Tahor drank from it, they could remain to be Tahor? So Mishnah says, Kontabet Shammai, it's Mishayirbu Vishtofu. Meaning, it has to be that there's been a significant amount of rainfall that is such the rain that falls, the volume of water falls is greater than the amount that was in the that collection of water, and also if it's shuffle that it spills out the banks or the area in which this water was contained. Well, Behilal says no, it's sufficient. It's rubble that it actually it's simply there was enough rainwater to. A majority, if you like, there's more rainwater that was in there that collected there. Even the afal pishalo shatfu, even if it didn't spill over. And Rabbi Shimon is even more mekil, more lenient. He says shatfu, if as long as it spills out over the top, afal pi, even if it hasn't yet got enough a majority of rainwater, that would be enough to metahar. And the Mishnah then adds ksheirim lechala, that this make va'im that a tahor, you could use it to make iso, to make dough from which you have to extract challah. Now challah, if you recall, is considered like truma, so we're very careful with the tahara of it. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying that water is okay to be used for it, or even to wash the kelim for challah. That's another explanation. And importantly, it also says v'liyotol mehem yadayim, meaning if someone's hands are tameh. And then to do nitilat yadayin, to wash their hands, they would be able to use that water with a cleat and pour it on their hands to make their hands tahor. However, if one wanted to do what's called tvilat yadayin, simply immerse their hands in the water, well, that would require a mikvah of 40 seah, and which would not be the case in this case with mikvahim. You would only have to be able to take water from it and then do nitilat yadayin with that water. Kati also cites the Raiva that disagrees with the Rambam on this point, that you'd even be able to do Tefillat Yadayim there. Let's learn the next case. It's now Mishnah Vav. Lemala Mehem, the next collection of water that's a level above, that is Me Tamtit Shlo Pasku. So again, we explained yesterday, Me Tamtit is water that is flowing down from the mountain and collecting at the bottom. But in this situation, the mountain is still, there's still more water running. It hasn't yet nifsak, hasn't yet stopped, if you like, expelling or water coming from the tops of the mountain. Mishnah says that the difference here now is if tamer liquid falls into it, it would become batel and tahor. So in other words, all the concerns we had regarding mikvahim with that maybe there's a drop of tamer liquid in it, and we don't have to be concerned anymore. So therefore, shata tamer, if someone tamer drank from the liquid from this mei tamtziot, then followed it with someone who was shata tahor, and even if some drops fell from the mouth of this person that was tamer, the individual who drinks after him from that Mei Tamtziot is going to be considered Tahor, because we said since this is Mei Tamtziot Shelo Pasku, any Tamid drops that fall into it will be considered Bibatel, and the Tahor person can be safely drink from it and be considered Tahor. What about Shata Tamid or Melekli Tahor? Someone's Tamid drank from it and then you filled up a Katar or Kli, likewise we say Tahor. And with all the cases that follow as well, Shata Tamid. Someone who's tamed drank from it, nafal kikar truma, and then kikar truma falls in it. Afal b'shedechim, and he starts washing it, and it doesn't really matter, because we said any tamed drops would be tahor, so therefore this kikar, this loaf would be tahor. Milek b'kli tameh, if someone filled up from this mei tamtziot with a kli tameh that was tameh, and the drops that fall from it are going to be tamed drops, doesn't. And after that, v'shata tahor, someone who's tahor drank from this collection of water, this mei tamtziot, he would be tahor, because again, any drops that fell in would be batel. Do you understand the pattern here? Mile b'kli tameh, if someone filled up with a kli tameh, and after that someone filled up a kli tahor, he doesn't have to be concerned because that his kli remains tahor, because any drops that would have fallen back are going to be batel. Mile b'kli tameh v'nafal kli katar shel truma. What if someone filled up with a kli tameh kli, and then truma fell into that mei tamtziot after that? Afal b'shedich, if he picks it up or is washing the kikar inside this water, and it means his machshiv, he considers this water as being, he wants it such as it would be susceptible to tumah, it doesn't matter because any time a liquid fell in is batel, so therefore the kikar will be tahor. Next, naflu ma'im tmeim. So even in a case where ma'im tmeim fell in into this main tamtziot, and then immediately after shatat tahor, someone after drinks from it, we say it would be tahor. It would stay tahor because again the main tamim would be batel. Natlu main tamim umilek kli tahor. If some tamim liquid fell into this meitam tziot, and then you filled up a kli tahor that is tahor, it would stay tahor. Mishnah says tahor. Naflu mayim tmeim v'nafal kikar shel truma al afal pi sheidiach tahor. If some mayim tmeim, some tamar liquids fell into this mei tamtziot once again, and after that kikar truma fell in, even if you wash it, this truma inside the liquid, it would stay tahor. And we say that this water is what? They are ksherim latuma, meaning this mei tamtziot are going to be kasher. You can use them. They're considered tahor. You'll be able to use them for truma purposes, much like similar we've learned in the previous Mishnah, using the water for challah. And also you can use that water litol mehem liyadaim, meaning you can use that water just like with megvaim, you can use it for nitilat yadaim to purify one's hands. And just like in the previous Mishnah, we saw a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding, does that just mean it's only tahor to nitilat yadaim, meaning you extract some of the water and then pour it in your hands? Or is it also tahor to do what's called tvilat yadayim, simply immersing your hands in the water, and would that also work to make the hands tahor? And those are the Mishnah today.